Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Presidential campaigns reaching their final days. We have the story.
I'm Rodney Price. We have details on an officer-involved shooting over the weekend in Andover. That story is coming up.
The Boeing 737 MAX could fly again by the end of 2020. I'm Dave Wilson.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. After a stretch of warm weather across south-central Kansas, temperatures are going to be running about 15 degrees below average. Our complete forecast and what to expect this week, it's coming up.
Aside from intense late-season campaigning, the presidential race will see this week its final debate.
The last presidential debate set for this Thursday, October 22nd in Nashville, is still on as scheduled. Kristen Welker from NBC News will serve as the moderator for the 90-minute debate, which will have no commercial breaks. The debate will be divided into six 15-minute segments, including fighting COVID-19, American families, race in America, climate change, national security, and leadership. This will be the final time during the 2020 campaign that President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden will be on the same stage at the same time. In Washington, John Decker, Fox News.
Wichita police say they have arrested a 59-year-old man on a charge of criminal threat against Wichita Mayor Brandon Whipple, threatening to kidnap and or kill him. Friday, police said they were alerted to threatening statements directed toward Mayor Whipple by Meredith Doughty of Wichita, who is said to be a retired firefighter. Officers and investigators immediately began investigating the threatening statements leading to the arrest of Doughty Friday afternoon. The investigation is ongoing, and it will be presented to the Sedgwick County District Attorney's Office. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation is looking into an officer-involved shooting in Andover.
It happened at approximately 3:20 p.m. Saturday. The Andover Police Department received a 911 call about a man with a gun outside the Quick Shop located at U.S. 54 and Andover Road. Officers found a 46-year-old man from Dodge City. After a verbal exchange, an Andover police officer shot the armed subject. The man then fled on foot and was apprehended at the Brahms restaurant two doors down. The man was transported to Wesley Hospital in Wichita with serious but non-life-threatening injuries. No officers were hurt in the incident. The KBI Special Agents and Crime Scene Response Team is investigating, and once completed, the findings will be turned over to the Butler County Attorney for review. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Sedgwick County Health Officer Dr. Gerald Menz has signed a six-week local health order that will allow bars and nightclubs to stay open until 1 a.m. This order goes into effect Thursday and will continue until December 9th. County Health Director Adrian Burns says it will take 2 weeks to know the impact of this decision.
You know, time will tell, you know, how much of a was that decision was the best decision to make or not.
Those businesses will still be limited to 50% capacity. The new order replaces the previous one, which allowed for bars and nightclubs to operate until midnight. Secretary of Health and Human Services is urging patience from the American people on therapies and eventually a vaccine against coronavirus.
HHS Secretary Alex Azar says cases are increasing across the nation because cooler weather is preventing social distancing outdoors and that people are experiencing what he calls mitigation fatigue. He asked on NBC's Meet the Press that people be vigilant a little longer.
We are weeks away from monoclonal antibodies for you, for safe and effective vaccines. We need to bridge to that day. So please just give us a bit more time.
Health experts continue to say that it's more likely that a vaccine won't be widely available until well into next year. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
The Boeing 737 MAX could return to service by the end of the year.
American Airlines says it expects the Federal Aviation Administration to certify the plane by late November. Parts for the Boeing 737 MAX are made at Spirit AeroSystems in Wichita and employs thousands of workers, many of whom have been laid off or furloughed while the plane was grounded. If the plane is certified, American says it will fly between Miami and New York daily. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
KNSS News time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Kansas City Chiefs are preparing for a Monday afternoon matchup in Buffalo. We'll talk about that coming up in sports.
Sedgwick County Commissioner Jim Howell tells KNSS News what symptoms he had when he tested positive for COVID-19. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 7:07 on a Monday morning. Sedgwick County Commissioner Jim Howell tells KNSS News what symptoms he had when he tested positive for COVID-19.
I did lose my taste and smell. Thankfully, I've gotten that back already. At the same time, I did have some I would say, cold-like symptoms, chills and body aches. I would have said it was just a kind of a cold, but with the taste and smell, I decided I really better get tested, and so I did, and sure enough, it came back positive. I was actually a little bit surprised by it because it felt pretty good even from the very beginning. It was just really light symptoms.
Jim Howell was a guest on the John Whitmer Show Sunday night on KNSS. Rescued at sea by Carnival Cruise Lines.
The empty Carnival Sensation spotting about two dozen people Saturday, two of them children, on a sinking boat about 37 miles off the coast of Palm Beach, Florida. The crew bringing the people on board where they were isolated and quarantined from the crew and providing life jackets, food, water, and blankets before transferring them to the U.S. Coast Guard. Those rescued reportedly of different nationalities. Carnival Cruise Lines not yet in service due to the pandemic, so no guests on board at the time of the rescue. Ann Carrick, Fox News.
A new sculpture honoring military women and military working dogs has been unveiled outside Arlington National Cemetery.
The life-size bronze sculpture called The Pledge has been placed at the Women in Military Service for America Memorial, located at the cemetery's entrance. The sculpture shows a female service member kneeling to meet her working dog. The sculpture by artist Susan Bahari was commissioned by the U.S. War Dogs Association National Headquarters and is the only major national memorial honoring all women who have defended America throughout its history. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
KNSS News time now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Got a traffic accident out there right now. It's a non-injury traffic accident. This is at 127th Street East and Central. Car versus deer traffic accident. It's non-injury, no humans injured at that site. Again, 127th East and Central. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast now with Kansas City meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Steve. Happy Monday to you.
How are you doing? It is Monday and a little chilly out there compared to what we've been seeing the last few months.
Yeah, after that big chill rolled in yesterday, kind of preparing us for this chilly start to the work week. So, yeah, that just means that we're definitely going to need to gear up. Got to get those jackets back out. Maybe the taller cup of coffee just to have something, you know, not only warm, but something that's going to keep us up just because it is Monday after all. So I'm going to go ahead and give everybody permission to get that taller cup of coffee or that cup of tea out there. But by the time we get into the afternoon, we do have a nice, decent rebound on the way. High of 55 today. Still going to be feeling quite like fall as we kick off the new work week. Mostly cloudy skies, possibly turning partly cloudy. I think we'll be lucky if we see that happen, as a lot of the cloud cover that's still holding on strong, it's going to be pretty stubborn as we go through today, and that's what's going to keep us cooler than average as well. Partly to mostly cloudy skies tonight, the cloud cover just continuing to kind of stream in. Skies staying mainly dry with a low of 43, and then by the time we get into our Tuesday, we'll actually have a chance of rain as that moisture continues to stream in from the south and west. 20% chance of a shower. And then late in the day and going into our Tuesday night, I can't rule out an isolated rumble of thunder. So far, not expecting anything severe, but that does look like it could be a possibility. High of 62, and then the warming trend continues. We'll be back up to 75 by Wednesday, another slight chance of rain. So far, only 10%. But it does look like we'll continue to have at least the possibility of a shower or two around. 80 degrees by the time we get into our Thursday. And we know this time of year, when it gets that warm, we know that those temperatures are going to come crashing down at any moment. And that moment comes Friday, all the way back down to 52. And the chill lingers all the way into the start of next week. Right now, 43 degrees, got an overcast sky. Northeast winds at 10 miles an hour. Not too strong out there. Not as strong as how we ended the weekend, but still making it feel colder out there. We got a wind chill of 37.
And I've seen in reports of a pretty big fire out in Colorado, north of Denver. And this video looks like that just giant amounts of smoke headed toward the east in our direction. Anything on that? Should we be looking for smoke coming from that fire in Kansas?
Yeah, you know what, Steve, we were actually talking about that on Kansas Today earlier this morning. I don't know if you noticed or not, but on Saturday, you know, before it got colder, we actually had a lot of haze return. So that's where that was from. But now that we've got a lot of our skies kind of clouding back up, we won't notice a whole lot of the haze. And for those of us that don't have any kind of respiratory issues, we won't really notice the air quality all that much. But those that do have those respiratory issues, unfortunately, may still need to limit that time outside despite the cloudy skies and not really noticing the haze.
Saturday was interesting because I got out in the morning and went for a little run walk that I do, and the sky was clear and beautiful, but within a couple of hours it was really hazy and fuzzy out there.
Yeah, and that's, it looks like any kind of clearing that we're able to get over the coming days, I think we still will notice some of that haze just with that ongoing fire.
All right, thank you, Ron L. The KSM Storm Tracker Free Forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ron L. Williams. The time is 7:13, Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And I just want to mention someone, a dear person to us who died this past week. Friday we got word that Bobby Stout had died in his sleep. And we got this from Crime Stoppers, part of what they released today. We lost our former executive director, Bobby Stout. Bobby was executive director of the Crime Commission for 23 years. And prior to that, he served on Wichita Police Department for 23 years, retiring as deputy chief. Bobby was instrumental in bringing the Crime Stoppers of Wichita Sedgwick County program to Wichita and ended up doing the bulk of the stand-ups on the television for Crime Stoppers. Of course, we had his Crime Stopper updates here on KNSS for many, many years.
Yep.
And got to know Bobby pretty well. Back in the early 70s, a local band, Jerry Hahn, put out a song. Captain Bobby Stout found me out.
Yep.
And we played it on the record on the air at KEYN in those days, and that's where I first heard of Bobby. I didn't know him. But as a young man, I said, Captain Bobby Stout done found me out, and I owe the man another year. It was about when he was head of ICE in Wichita and busting people for drugs. So Bobby was around, you know, I spoke to him just a few weeks ago, and frankly, he sounded like he kind of told me, I'm not doing too well. His health was going. I don't know why. What the cause of death would be, but I do know that we had a Facebook story on our KNSS Facebook early in the day, Friday. I got a click from. I'm not going to tell you where it was from, but somebody. I said, "Is that?" I didn't even know this person would know, but I said to Tony Deusing, our program director, "Did you see that Facebook click? That looks like a post. Looks like Bobby Stout passed away." And we checked it out, and sure enough, that was the case. Well, I made a lot of course, Bobby Stout made probably quite a few enemies over the years, people who broke the law. But those who were on the side of, the police usually and fighting crime, the merchants of the city got together with this Crime Stoppers program that's been so successful over the years as businesses and private individuals have put up money for rewards for information leading to the arrest of bad guys and bad people. And I think it's worked pretty well. They've had a pretty good success rate on some of the crimes that might not otherwise have been solved. As a younger, many, many years ago, I covered courts here in Sedgwick County, here in Wichita, and I did cover more than a few murder trials. And one of the big ones was a guy named Swinney, who actually killed about six people, I think. I think four of them in Wichita. And that was one of the cases that kind of got Bob going. on this Crime Stopper thing. We got to get this guy put away and find people who will help us with putting these people away. So, you know, it says, known about Bob, been around him for many, many years, and got to know him really pretty well over the past few. And we're going to miss him. He has he had a big personality. He was liked to have a good laugh and tell a joke, tell a story.
Yep.
And, you know, just every time I was around him, I just came away thinking, yeah, that was fun. It was a good man to know, a nice fellow. So, Bobby, thank you for your service all these years. I don't know what the arrangements are for a funeral service or anything like that. I think we'll find out later, but there's probably going to be some sort of a pretty big public tribute, I would think, with Crime Stoppers involved. All right, Bobby Stout passing away last Friday. Excuse me. 7:17 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. It's a Monday morning, and we do have some sports to talk about today. In fact, Jad Chambers on the sports desk this morning. Of course, one big deal is we got the Chiefs playing early in the day today.
Yep, but we've got another Monday football doubleheader coming up today to wrap up week 6 of the NFL season. Got a bit of a preview here from Fox's Matt Napolitano.
The Buffalo Bills and Kansas City Chiefs were supposed to play last Thursday, but because the Bills had things pushed around by the Tennessee Titans' COVID-19 troubles, they're now squaring off with the reigning Super Bowl champs today. Both teams entering 4-1 on the season. The Chiefs won't have their new running back Le'Veon Bell available, kickoff slated for 5 p.m. Eastern time. After that, it's the originally slated Monday night matchup, the 3-2 Arizona Cardinals against the 2-3 Dallas Cowboys. The first start at QB for Andy Dalton, with Dallas taking over following that season-ending injury to Dak Prescott. Kickoff for the Cardinals and Cowboys coming up at 8:15 p.m. Eastern. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Tune in this afternoon for Kansas City Chiefs football on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. A pregame start at 3 o'clock on that, and then Monday night football action over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. The Dallas Cowboys hosting the Arizona Cardinals, a broadcast start at 6:30. In college football, it was another loss for KU Saturday, 38-17 at West Virginia. The Jayhawks did not have head coach Les Miles there, who had tested positive for the coronavirus a week ago. He was cleared to return and could have been there, but chose not to travel out of an abundance of caution. In the latest Associated Press college football poll, Clemson, number one on Sunday, ahead of number two Alabama, who got a pretty decisive victory over number three Georgia. That means Georgia slips down to number four. Notre Dame moves up into third spot. And Ohio State rounds out the top five in the Big 12. Oklahoma State is up a spot to number six, followed by Texas A&M, who went up four spots to number seven. K-State is up a couple of spots. They are ranked 20th. The Shockers track and field program announced that director of track and field and cross country, Steve Rainbolt, will be doing his annual golf marathon from sunrise to sundown today at Willow Bend Golf Club. The annual golf tournament associated with the marathon is not taking place due to COVID-19. It is expected to resume in 2021. Spectators are welcome to visit the course and check in on Rainbolt's progress. Each year, Coach Rainbolt plays the same number of holes as his age in an effort to raise money for the Shocker track and field team. A report from MLB.com says that Kansas City Royals bench coach Pedro Grifol made a favorable impression when interviewing in Detroit. Tigers manager Ron Gardenhire retired abruptly in September with 8 games remaining in the season. Grifol finished his 8th season with the Royals and his first as bench coach. The Tigers also reportedly interviewed Los Angeles Dodgers first base coach George Lombard and New York Yankees hitting coach Marcus Thames. Both are former Tigers, as well as Detroit bench coach Lloyd McClendon, who finished the season as the club's interim manager. The Los Angeles Dodgers are National League champions for the 25th time after winning the last 3 games of their NLCS against Atlanta. That last game was 4-3 over the Dodgers beating the Braves in Game 7. The ALCS wrapped up on Saturday, Game 7, where Tampa Bay finally finished off the Houston Astros 4-2. So that sets up a World Series Game 1 tomorrow night, Tampa Bay Rays versus the L.A. Dodgers. That's this year's World Series. Kansas basketball senior forward Silvio D'Souza has decided to leave the KU basketball program. He made the announcement on Twitter on Friday, saying in part, "I have made the difficult decision to opt out of this season to focus my energies on some personal issues. D'Souza was suspended last season for 12 games after a fight at the end of the KUK State game. D'Souza has also been a part of the NCAA's inquiry into KU basketball. They ruled he had to sit out the remainder of last year and all of this season because of his guardian received payments from university boosters and agents. KU appealed that decision and won, so he was eligible to play this year. He has now opted out. And that's sports on Steve and Ted in the Morning.
7:21 now. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's Morning Update. Feinstein and Graham share a hallmark moment. Oops, kind of backfired. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!